All right, so we're here with Xavier Lusignan, the strongest teenager in the Pontiac and perhaps one of the strongest men. Xavier, how's it going?
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
So you've had quite an eventful year. Can we let's do a little bit of a recap here? And so what exactly have you gotten up to as far as competition goes?
Well, we started off the year with winning the Junior Canadian Championships. It's the second year in a row that I win this competition. After that, we went on to Colombia for my first international competition in my career. It was the Pan Am Junior Championships. I managed to get sixth, but you know, even though it wasn't the results we wanted, we still managed to perform very well and represent our country well. We finished off this year with winning the Ontario Provincial Championships. So all around, like, this year was very good, very successful. We've managed to progress a lot in weightlifting. So yeah, everything is going well, and we can't wait to see what the future holds for us.
And is this typical as far as the amount of competition that you're going to? I know there's all these public health restrictions and everything like that, but is it typical to do three big events like that throughout the year? Or?
Yeah, well, usually, like, before, like, the pandemic, we would compete, like, about, like, five good competitions per year. But, like, now at the level that I'm at, it's a little hard to do that, especially now in the pandemic. Like, the more elite competitions are still, like, in the schedule, but, like, the ones that are not so important, they're more, like, fun competitions. Well, they have been taken out because they're considered, like, not really essential. So three big competitions, like, per year is good and is big for us, you know, because if you're always competing, you're never improving. You know, you're going to improve in the gym. You're going to improve when you put in the work and the time and all of that, the sacrifices. You know, the competition is the easy part. The hardest part is the build up to the competition.
And you're mentioning this progress that you're making over the year to someone that doesn't weightlift. You know, it just seems like, oh, you're picking it up, you're putting it down. But can you talk a little bit about, like, what techniques exactly are you working on? What kind of stuff are you looking to improve at this level?
So in weightlifting, like, the first thing when you get into the sport, is to learn the technique. If you don't have proper technique, you'll never improve. So since I started, like, me and my coaches, well, we've been working on the technique and we try to perfect it every time. Even, like, some days, you know, we'll go a little bit lighter just to focus on technique. Because, like, anyone in this world, you know, can build strength. It's, like, it's easy. If you really want to be strong, You do specific exercises, and you know, you go on specific cycles, and these trainings are going to make you stronger. But in weightlifting, which is a sport, you know, you need to learn a technique, which is very difficult. If you don't have the technique, you'll be more limited in what you can lift. And so by improving your technique, like always improving your technique, and you'll get stronger also, and that's how the progression works. You know, if you get stronger but your technique never gets better, you're just going to stay at a certain plateau and you're never going to improve. Because in weightlifting, like, there's a lot of technique, but you need to understand the lift, and it's not easy. So.
And these the lifts that you're doing, is it's just the snatch and the clean and jerk, correct?
Yeah, but in competition, that's what we compete in. So, like, we have the snatch and the clean and jerk, but during training we don't just do these lifts. So, like, we'll do we're gonna do lifts that are related to, like, the snatch and clean and jerk, and some we'll separate it in some movements. So we'll do, like, pulls, which is, like, the first movement of the lift, and we'll be doing, like, a power movement, which is, like, do, like, a snatch or a clean but catch it higher. And all these things are going to work on, like, different components, like, you know, explosiveness, precision, you know, speed under the bar. You know, it's always like when you catch the bar overhead, you need to work on your balance. So we work on everything to make sure when we go in competition and do the snatch and clean jerk, we're at our best.
Yeah, it's crazy at that high a level how just the minutia of it, you know, just like these tiny little adjustments that you're making play such a huge factor. It's crazy. Have you ever thought about sort of branching out into, you know, like powerlifting or anything else like that, or different type of sort of weightlifting competitions at all? Or,
well, no. Like for me, weightlifting is my passion. That's where my heart is. But you know, I would recommend, because we do like what powerlifters do. Mm. Like they do bench press, they do back squat, and they do deadlift. And like we don't necessarily do deadlift, we'll do like pulls, like for example. Mm-hmm. And like some like accessory days we'll do like a little bit bench press, and we like do squats basically every session. You know, for us the squat is one of the most important exercise in weightlifting. You know, you need to build like the leg strength to lift heavy weights. Mm-hmm. But you know, I would recommend weightlifting to all the powerlifters and all the other people, because weightlifting is the hardest of any sport with weights. You know, like let's say for example you have CrossFit, you have powerlifting, and you have bodybuilding. And the way I see it is, you know, weightlifting is an actual sport. The other ones are like activities, you know, they're trainings. Mm. And the way weightlifting works is that, you know, you need to do like athletic stuff, and not all of these weight trainings have it. So if they do weightlifting, then it can probably actually help them in their own world.
And so what makes it the most difficult, like you're saying, out of all the disciplines?
Because you have everything. The only thing weightlifting doesn't have is like the cardio part, the endurance. But like, you see, you need flexibility, you need strength, you need speed, you need agility, you know, you need to be very coordinate with like your whole body. You need to understand the lift, and it's like one of the most explosive sports, because a lift, it lasts like not even 3 seconds. And so that's what makes it interesting. And in competition, you only have 3 attempts for each lift. And that's what makes it interesting. So like if you miss a lift, you can't take it back. It's already done. And so like these other sports, you have multiple attempts to, you know, to get that weight back. But in weightlifting, it's a hit or miss.
Okay.
And so it's very stressful. It's very, and it's very, very hard to learn. Not anybody can do weightlifting, but you know, I'd say like anyone can do like powerlifting. Anyone can do CrossFit, you know, so on.
And going off of that, what would you say that you've improved the most on over this past year? What have you been working on specifically?
So in the past year, what we've been working on is mostly like, it's not necessarily technique, but it's like certain areas. Like for example, when I went to Colombia in July for the Pan Am Championships, when I came back, I had hard time pulling the bar high in the clean. So when we get back to training, well, we started working on this type of movement. So we would focus on the pull of the clean and throw harder. And so, you know, it's always like different things. So like we won't work on the same thing all year long, because, you know, we get better at it. And so there's something else that pops up, and we have to, you know, we have to treat it like the same way. And so I got injuries not too long ago. And so I was like out of training for like a month or two. And during that time, what I was basically doing is just like mobility. And I was just like doing stuff with the bar. like working on technique and stuff. But yeah, like for now, like everything is going well. What we're working on is to build our weight back up, just because of that period of time I was off training and didn't feel those weights. What I have to do now in order to become at the level I was, I need to get exposed, have the, you know, I need to be exposed to the heavier weight.
For sure. And also looking back on the last year, what would you say you're the most proud of, or what was the biggest accomplishment you would say over the last year?
That's a very good question, because like what I'm most proud of, I'd say is just to be able to do weightlifting and have my whole like community behind me. Like that for me is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like since I got into the sport, you know, I was like just this kid who, you know, had like big dreams, and you know, I started working hard, and I was different than everybody. You know, I wouldn't like go to parties. I don't drink. I don't, you know, I don't do this stuff. What I do is, you know, I stay disciplined. I'm at home. I train. And now that, you know, people see what I've been doing and all the sacrifices I put in just to be where I'm at and to like where I want to be later in the future. Well, I have this whole community, like the whole Pontiac, who's behind me and support me, and you know they're with me for the whole way, and that for me is the best thing that's ever happened to me, because you know there's nothing better than have like this much support. You know, I see people every day that come to me and you know congratulate me for everything I've done, and you know they wish me the best of the luck for every competition, and that for me is what I'm most proud of this year.
Now it's got to feel great getting some recognition for all the hard work you've put in. How long have you been taking this like seriously, you know what I mean? Like
well, I've always been a competitive person. I started weightlifting at 8 years old, and like when I started weightlifting, like, well, like I'll be honest, like I didn't plan to be competing at like international level and being world champion and all this stuff. But the more I've been doing it, well, the more I've been thinking about it, and it's the first time I competed. It was back in 2015. I realized that this is what I really wanted, and that I one day would want to become a world champion.
And so just looking ahead here right now, what events are on your radar here in the future, and just in general, what's your plan going into the new year here?
So the plan for us is, first off, in January we're going to compete at the Canadian Junior Championships again. Our goal is to win it for a third year in a row. After that, is the World Championships in March. That is going to be like the biggest competition of my career yet. But you know, our goal for this competition is not really like to place like on the podium or whatever. Like if it happens, it happens. Like it's okay. But like I think like for me, for like how my progression has been going, I think like my time to, you know, to shine on the international stage is not now. So, like, I still have 2 more years as a junior. Even if I don't become a junior champion, it doesn't mean my career is over, because then I become a senior, mm-hmm. and I'll have lots of time to, you know, to accomplish my goals. So this competition for me is, you know, it's gonna be like a test. You know, it's gonna be I'm going to see like all the competitors I'm gonna be competing with like from now on. And to see like where the level's at, you know, it's just going to be like, you know, I'm going to observe, I'm going to study everything. It's going to be a great experience. Don't get me wrong, but, yeah, it's more of a tune up for what's about to come. For and sure. After that, I'll have the Junior Pan Am Championships again. And that's a competition that we're aiming to place, even win.
big stuff coming there next year for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be in touch there in the future. Xavier, I want to thank you for your time here, and I'll give you the last word here if you have anything else you want to add or anything you want to say to the community here.
I would just like to thank everybody that's been supporting me since day one. You know, I'm so grateful for what I have and for what the community has given me. I will not let anyone down. I'll keep working hard, and you know, we're in this together until the end.